Love that song, Blake Shelton. Sometimes it's all in the lyrics, you know, and I'll name the dogs. Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMWA. It's Dablo. You're got a partly cloudy sky, 33 degrees. Time to continue on with our Tuesday talk around. And got to check in with Carrie at Red River Communications on the phone with me this morning. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
All right, here's the question. You know I always love asking this. What's going on at Red River Communications?
Well, have we got a lot of things going, as always.
Right, right.
That's why never a surprise, right, Bill?
Right. That's why I like asking the question.
Yeah, you know, well, we are busy still working towards getting all of those folks in rural Wilkin County sold on our new build territory. Sales are going great, so thank you to everyone who has signed up for service. We're going to actually be hosting another quick little event next week for those of you that haven't had a chance to visit with us in person. We're going to be giving you guys a free supper at the Senior Center on the April 26th. From 5:30 to 7:30, our experts are going to be there to help you fill out applications, talk you through all of the wonderful services that you can get on our fiber, and yeah, come by and get a free door prize and get a free meal on us, plus get some amazing fiber internet.
All right, and Carrie, is that at the Senior Center over in Breckenridge?
Correct.
Okay,
yep, over
all right.
Breckenridge. Yep, it's going to be over in Breckenridge, information is going to be going out to all the residents that haven't sold out, haven't signed up yet. But yeah, we'd love to see you all. And if you're in, Southern Breckenridge, in rural, or in Wahpeton, and you guys have questions, great opportunity to swing by 5:30 to 7:30 next week at the Breckenridge Senior Center. Yep.
Got to be exciting, Carrie, to see all this outreach with Red River Communications, too. You guys just keep growing and growing. It's awesome.
Yeah, the fun thing is right now with all the snow melting, and yes, we have all the flooding that is happening right now, so we're thinking about everybody out there in the communities, but the nice thing is you're going to start to see some Red River trucks rolling through the country and starting some of our what we call our pre-wire work, and we're just preparing everybody's homes for that amazing fiber service. So residents in rural Wilkin, if you see a truck driving by, feel free to wave them down, because they'll be happy to stop and talk to you. And then also, as we're getting into these spring times, everybody's going to be itching to get out in their yards and start their digging and planting trees and landscaping projects. And I just want to remind everybody that as you're doing those projects, always, always call 811, which is the Safe Dig hotline, to get your electrical lines and your utility lines marked before doing any of those kind of projects. For the safety of, for sure, you, but also for all of the utility companies that have infrastructure in your yards.
So always think before you dig. That is great advice. Carrie, if people want to know more about fiber and getting an install planned, what is your number at Red River Communications?
Absolutely. Our phone number is 701-553-8309. And we're available 24/7. We have our website, which you can go to also, which is redrivercom.com. And we also have our Wahpeton location, which is located at 522 Dakota Avenue. We're open from 8 to 4:30 every day. So please stop in and visit one of those lovely ladies down there.
Good stuff. Carrie, always great to talk with you every Tuesday. Listen, you have a good week, and we'll talk again next Tuesday, okay?
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
All right. That is Carrie Kleingartner, Marketing Specialist with Red River Communications. We talk with Carrie every Tuesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm News Director Eric Johnson. The weather finally gives corn and soybean growers some leeway to get some planting done. Gary Crawford for the USDA has more.
We are just coming out of a week in which the weather cooperated with most farmers trying to get some planting done.
Still a little bit sluggish on the northern plains where snow's melting off.